You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. California passed a landmark climate change bill a few weeks ago. So why are local environmental groups protesting the bill today?
They spoke to us about environmental justice, but somehow when this huge giant salami got made, we were not included. Our communities were left out.
Activists from Communities for a Better Environment and Asian Pacific Environmental Network staged a die-in outside of the state legislative office this morning. The community members say that California's recent cap-and-trade bill to combat climate change does nothing to address the impacts on local communities. Here to talk with us more about this issue is KALW's health reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch. Marissa, you've been following this issue for a while now.
Yeah, and what's interesting to me is that cap-and-trade is really great in this big picture way of addressing climate change. But environmental justice groups say if you live in a neighborhood next to a big polluter, cap-and-trade doesn't help you at all. This has been environmental groups' sticking point for a long time. They really don't think it addresses the local health impacts of pollution.
So cap-and-trade, essentially, it allows industries to exceed pollution limits in one place so long as they decrease it someplace else. And Governor Brown just signed an extension in July.
Right, exactly. One bill to extend cap-and-trade until 2030 and another bill to improve monitoring of local polluters.
Okay, so how will those actions affect us here in the Bay Area?
Well, that's what local agencies are trying to figure out. And so I've actually been following the Regional Air District, the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. That's the agency that regulates air quality for the 9-county Bay Area. You know, they regulate pollution from cars, from industries, to refineries, to concrete plants.
And Spare the Air Days, we get a lot of press releases about those.
Exactly, yes, they issue the Spare the Air Days. They're very good communicators. So last week I recorded at a meeting of the Air District.
Just this last week, the governor signed two important bills that frankly changes the entire landscape for us.
That's Jack Broadbent, the CEO of the Bay Area Air Quality Management District. He and his agency are wondering, how are they going to address all these policies? You know, they're kind of scrambling to figure out what these bills mean for them. In a lot of ways, the Bay Area is already ahead. We're leading the state in terms of our air quality and our air policies. But they still have to figure out, you know, make sure all their ducks are in a row, make sure they're complying with all these new laws, and they have to figure out how they're going to fund all of these new policies.
So, Marissa, you did a story for us earlier this year about the Air District's attempts to regulate refineries.
Yes. Yeah, so for years now, the Regional Air District has been considering putting a cap on greenhouse gas emissions from refineries. And environmental justice groups have been pushing for this local cap because they say cap and trade doesn't go far enough. They say if we want to address local health impacts, we have to limit emissions facility by facility.
That makes sense for a local board to set local rules.
Yeah, and there's definitely an argument for that. But, you know, the counter argument with cap and trade is this is a state issue. Let's let the state handle it. And also these big multinational corporations, companies like Chevron's, they say they don't want to have, you know, one region have certain policies in one place and another region has a different set of policies in place. So the Air District has been considering this cap. They delayed the vote on it until the fall. But now these new cap and trade bills passed. One of the things these bills do is they say that local air districts cannot enforce any policy that reduces emissions from oil refineries. It's very specific. So this exact policy that the Bay Area Air District has been considering, putting a cap on greenhouse gas emissions from local refineries, these new cap and trade bills, it could completely kill that. And environmental groups, the Bay Area Air District, they've been working on this cap for 5 years. And all of a sudden with these new cap and trade bills, that policy could be dead in the water. This is, of course, really upsetting to environmental justice groups, and they showed up at that meeting last week to petition the board to pass the caps anyway. This is Ratha Lai, a community organizer with the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
Our community lives next to the refinery. When something happens to the refinery, when there's a flare or a fire, or even in like what happened in a few months ago in Benicia, we're the community that has to go inside, shelter in place, tape up our windows, and have to question the air that we breathe.
So these environmental justice groups are pushing the Regional Air District to say, look, you can interpret this law to still allow you to put in these caps. These bills, they're sort of written vaguely. They can be seen as open to interpretation. So the environmental justice groups want the Air District to come out and say, this is how we're going to interpret this bill. We think that it still allows us to enforce these caps. Other people say you can't interpret it that way. CEO Jack Broadbent, Bay Area Air District, he, of course, is proceeding really carefully. And as he told me, you know, everyone can interpret this differently. You can get a bunch of attorneys all in the same room and they can all come up with different interpretations.
Okay, so this has yet to be sorted out completely, but what do you see happening next?
Well, the Air District has to do their homework. Jack Broadbent said he is working on that. He's trying to figure out how do they interpret this law. What do these mean for local policies? Meanwhile, the Air District is still considering regulating toxic air contaminants. These are other, you know, air pollutants that come from things like refineries and other big industries like concrete plants. The Air District is considering putting in the strictest regulations in the country. Community groups say, though, that's going to take years to implement, right? So they're moving forward in their own ways. One thing that's really interesting right now is a community group has developed an app. It's called Air Watch Bay Area, and it allows people to see in real time emissions coming from refineries. It also allows community members to add their own data. If they smell something near a refinery where they live that they want to report, if they're having a really bad headache that they think might be caused by something that an industry is emitting, if they see flaring, right, those big flames coming out of smokestacks, they can take a picture. They can add that information into this database. Community groups really say, you know, there are these long-term studies that are looking at the health impacts of industries like refineries, and they take too long. And meanwhile, community groups say people are getting sick, people are dying. We can't wait for these long-term studies, and we can't necessarily wait for the Air District and the state to figure out, you know, who gets to do what policies need to be in place. We need to start regulating these big industries right now.